Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was my burn today, by the way. You were all over me yesterday about my...
It's faded.
I was at...
Dude, your forehead was like roasted yesterday.
I was itching just a little bit.
I don't care about
yesterday.
Your arms. Your forehead was roasted.
My legs, I got a little...
As if you're not inflamed enough on most days.
Wow. Should I watch my diet? Maybe take some anti-inflammatories along the way?
Ibuprofen is your friend.
I was down at that Ohio State 7-on-7 high school stuff on Wednesday. Man, that was awesome. I know
Other than the sun.
Oh, no, it was great. It was so cool. It was just the way they ran things. That facility is amazing. And just, I'm just blown away how, like, Andy Geiger's vision in Columbus of, it used to laugh. When they first built, I know this is a little side story here before we get back into the Browns talk here. Trust me, Jeff, I know where I'm going.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. When they built the venue down there in Columbus, first it was like the Shot and Scene Center, and then they put, I think Jesse Owens went in there next, the Jesse Owens Track Stadium, and then they put Jack Nicklaus Museum is in there, and then they started rebuilding the Woody Hayes facility. It's fantastic. The softball field, the baseball field, Bill Davis Stadium over there, the tennis center, it's just an Olympic village. It is absolutely mind-blowing. What they were able to do, they ripped out married student housing. Where are they living now, I wonder? But, you know, they were able to put more athletic facilities in there, too. And this vision of what Andy Geiger wanted, you know, in the 90s came to fruition under Gene Smith. So it was just kind of neat to be there. And I'm sure anybody that's, you know, been down at Ohio State and has been able to just even walk through what's over there off of Lane Avenue over at the Woody Hayes facility. It's fantastic. It really is. I can't say enough good things about it. Jeff, so one of the other big stories that happened yesterday on the station itself.
Yeah, Bubba.
Was somebody, you know, lit the powder keg and let it explode by saying, Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel, one of those two guys should start. You know who it was? Herm Edwards on the afternoon show.
At the end of the day, I think you got to start the rookie. I just do. You drafted two of them, but you drafted four. I mean, you drafted two rookie quarterbacks. You can't say, well, hey, man, I'm going to put you on the shelf. What are you putting them on? Unless you're going to trade one of them. To me, it's like, okay, we drafted two of them. Then somebody got to play. You were 3-14. So you got to make a decision. If you start a rookie quarterback, the fans are going to say, we're okay with that. We can live with that. Midway through the season, is he a better player? Is the team better because he's the quarterback? That's going to be the critical part. You drafted two rookie quarterbacks. Not one, you drafted two of them.
I think they drafted two, Jeff.
Seems like they did. Glad Herm has that one nailed.
That was Herm Edwards, you know, former head coach, college level, pro level, all over the place. What'd you think? What'd you think of what he said?
There was only one thing missing out of what Herm said. Can they play? I love the idea. I do. Andy, I've said all along, you know, I think Pickett's the front runner. Why? Because I just think, I'm just interpreting what I've seen. I would think that the Browns would like to see if he could actually be the guy. And Other than that, they would love to see Dylan Gabriel go out and just be fantastic. Or they would love to see Shedeur Sanders go out and just be fantastic. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, that'd be great if that could be the case. And so I'm with Herm. I get that. But can they play? You know, it's not like you drafted somebody in, you know, the top 10.
I just think it's really easy for Herm to say that because he's not the head coach, right?
Yeah.
If you're looking at this from the outside, like, you drafted two rookies, your team stunk last year. Why not? Why wouldn't you, you know, let some young quarterback go out there, cut their teeth and try to get better and see if you've got the future there? I get it. Totally understand it. But like we keep saying, it's the NFL. You want to hang on to your job, you got to win or at least get better. And do you feel comfortable starting one of the two rookies if I said that to you today?
Well, today, no, but, you know, give it time. Maybe Dylan Gabriel becomes Russell Wilson 2.0. Russell Wilson was really good in Seattle. I mean, they signed Matt Flynn for big money in Seattle at the time as a free agent from Green Bay, thinking he'd be their starting quarterback. But Matt Flynn wasn't anybody's, you know, vision of Brett Favre. But they thought, okay, this guy will be okay for us. And then they drafted Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson beat him out. That could happen here. You traded for Kenny Pickett. Okay, well, you'd barely traded for him. Swapped late round picks and gave him DTR. I mean, how big of a deal was that? Not very, right?
True.
Not very big. So if one of the rookies is better than Kenny Pickett, send Kenny on his way.
I still feel like one of the veterans is going to get traded. I think that the Browns are sitting there with the opportunity to maybe gain another draft pick between one of the two quarterbacks. And it's going to happen because there's going to be a quarterback who's going to get hurt, whether it's a one or a two somewhere else across the league. And you're praying that it's not you, let's be honest, that one of the guys gets hurt here. And now all of a sudden you go from this abundance of quarterbacks to a shortage of quarterbacks. That's not what we want. That's not what we need. But someone else that could happen to. And now all of a sudden the value of a Kenny Pickett, the value of a Joe Flacco rises because no NFL team wants to be sitting there without a backup quarterback they feel like they can put out on the field that can help actually move the team down the field.
Can I throw one factoid out here just to be just
correct?
No, not correct. Herm was the head coach of a team that drafted a quarterback.
Jets or Chiefs?
Jets.
Okay.
Chad Pennington, first round. He started Vinny Testaverde.
Hmm.
Just throwing that out there.
Do you think he learned his lesson, or do you think the front office was telling him what he needed
to do? I don't know, but Vinny led him to 10-6.
But they also, was that Vinny's first year there?
Vinny was 38.
Hmm. So why do you think he would have said that yesterday? Is this hindsight, or is this maybe something he wanted?
I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe that year he wanted to not start Vinny.
Maybe.
That he wanted to start Chad
Pennington. No, it was not Vinny's first year there.
So he was an incumbent quarterback.
Apparently, but they drafted a guy.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
First round. There. Yeah, drafted. They invested in Pennington, not a third and a fifth.
Kure is right here. Hi, Kure.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Father's Day, man.
Happy Father's Day. Yeah, we didn't even talk about that yet, Jeff. Father's Day, big plans. You tell me later. Go ahead, Kure.
So I'm trying to figure out my team's plan. Like, you know, I've been wrapping my head around this, and it's hard for me to understand what's going on with this team because with this quarterback situation. You have a veteran that you brought back. Then you got Kenny Pickett, and then you got Gabriel, and then you got Shedeur Sanders. So you got four quarterbacks. You told everybody you wasn't really rebuilding, but we know you were. So if you're trying to how do we process this? Because Shedeur can never start over any one of them. Because if you pick Shedeur up in the fourth round or fifth round, and then you drafted Gabriel, but he outplays him better than Gabriel. He's better than Kenny Pickett. So that means you wasted draft picks and you wasted money. And if you're hoping to go get a quarterback next year, you can't really get the quarterback you want next year because then I'm not understanding where the Browns are trying to go with this. Like, and this is where I think it's so crazy. And I understand that you like, I'm not understanding. Like, can you guys make sense of their logic here? Like, Shador is not the guy who's supposed to start ever on this team, because if he's the fourth guy on the depth chart, so he should not be jumping past three other quarters, especially a seasoned vet.
Cool, right here. Here's their thinking. If I had to break it down for you, Deshaun Watson didn't work and he's injured. Correct. If he weren't injured again, maybe he'd just be the starter. But he got injured again. They had to find somebody to play quarterback this year. As long as you're finding somebody to play quarterback this year, you might as well take a couple of chances and try and get lucky and see if that guy can be your long-term answer. Shador, Dillon Gabriel, Kenny Pickett. And if that doesn't work, hey, you got two number ones next year in a better quarterback draft. That's the plan.
But now let's just keep this real simple for some fans who really don't follow football. If you
were listening,
if you were playing John Madden 25 or fantasy football, and you decided I'm just gonna grab every quarterback on the board, hoping to find someone, somebody should be fired. Like, that doesn't make sense. You're wasting draft picks. You're wasting capital. You're wasting guys' careers on something that doesn't make no sense. Like, either you roll with your veterans and go for your quarterback next year, which we all would understood if you go, hey, Kenny Pickett's going to be the guy moving forward because we know, you know, Watson's injured, and we could all still be behind that. Well, we know Kenny Pickett's not going to get us over the hump. We understand that this is a rebuilding year. But you drafted two quarterbacks, and if this young man who you drafted in the fifth round jumps up and outplays everybody, now your plan is out the window. Your plan is hit,
Cool, right? Because then you found your guy.
But you wasted, Dan. You wasted a third round quarterback. You wasted a player that you could have used.
Two words.
But Cool, right?
Anthony Schwartz. This team wastes third round draft picks. It's not a big deal.
But we knew that one of those picks was going to have to be wasted as a quarterback, right? You knew that one of those picks is probably wasted. True?
Not when you go after when,
draft
veterans.
Night, you knew it. You can't start both guys. You know you yeah. wasted a draft pick automatically.
But when you brought back your veteran, then you went after Kenny Pickett, you're literally solidifying, like, we know we're not going to have a great quarterback room, so let's build talent around there. But when you went and got two other young quarterbacks, you essentially said, we're not going after a quarterback next year. If you go after a quarterback next year...
No, that's not... Cool, Ray, that's not true. Because you didn't draft... It's not like when Washington drafted RG3, you know, at the top of the draft, and then followed it up with Kirk Cousins. When you draft a quarterback, and earlier in the show, somebody said it, I forget who it was, but we heard, if you know, good luck finding a quarterback out of, you know, later in the first round. Yeah, no kidding. So what's that mean for the third and the fifth? It means keep your fingers crossed and maybe you get really lucky and you find somebody who can play.
Here's an interesting stat that, you know, and I say you wasted. Did you waste a pick? I don't know. Do you need two quarterbacks? Does every NFL team need two quarterbacks that you can trust on the field? May not be this year. It might be next year down the road. Go back to last season. There were only 14 NFL quarterbacks, which is a high number. 14 NFL quarterbacks started all 17 games in the 2014 season. That was up 9. There were only 5 quarterbacks the year before that in 2023 that started all 17 games. Think about that. Let's get a little bit more perspective on what's going on with the Browns and a breakdown of what was really important at minicamp. Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com, former local coach right around here in Northeast Ohio. He breaks it down like nobody else in town. He's next. Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Our next guest is probably the guy you wanted to get the notes from in class over and over and over again. I'd be like, hey, Lance, can I have your notes? Oh, yeah, sure, you can have them.
Hey, Lance, can I look over your shoulder and cheat?
Well, that probably would have worked, too. Lance Reisland was quarterback at Kent State at one point. He's also coached high school football around town, Orange, and where else? Garfield Heights, too, as well. He is. He knows it, he gets it, and he loves the game, and he gets to write that on Cleveland.com as well. So, Lance, right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Lance, can I have your notes, please?
No.
Well, you can have my football notes. I'm not sure if you want my math or English notes, to be honest with you, but I will give you my football notes. That I can promise.
Well, that sounds good. I'm good. trust me. My math skills weren't exactly
stellar.
Off the chart. That's
stellar.
Why I went into communications. I can speak it. I can't figure it out when I look at a piece of paper. Lance, what do you think of the Browns and what happened at minicamp? What did you learn? What's the biggest takeaway?
Well, my two big takeaways didn't have to do with the quarterbacks, which is shocking to some. But
all right, Lance, it's
really
been great talking
wonderful
to you.
Have
a good
here,
Father's
Lance.
Day, and we'll talk to you soon. Now, what were the big takeaways?
Yeah, obviously that was a big part of it. But the two things that stood out to me is, first of all, the offensive line, the physical condition they're in. Those guys came in great shape. DeJuan Jones, very hard on him last year, came back from that knee kind of injury and just didn't look in shape, and that big body couldn't get it moving. I thought he looked great, but as a whole, that offensive line looks physically fit. They had a great offseason. The other thing I noticed is how deep they are and how Mason Graham and Malik Collins and obviously Garrett and all these guys, they're 8, 9, 10 deep on the defensive line, and these guys are all long and can run. So those offense and defensive lines it's where you win football games. That's where they're really, really solid right now. Those guys are in great shape. They're going back to a scheme they like. So they're going to be competitive because both sides of the ball up front are good. And then the quarterback position, I thought the young guys got better. I don't think the young guys are ready to play right now. In fact, I don't think they're really close to playing right now. But I think the Browns staff is doing a good job of allowing them to learn the system, so when they do get in, they're able to play at the highest level they're capable of.
You sounded like a football coach when you were talking about the lines. So with that in mind, you think those two groups, Lance, are solid enough, potential enough to be really good, that this team has something to really build on? At least it sounded that way.
Well, you know, two things. First of all, the offensive line is going to be, you know, they had a tough year last year. They had some injuries. They had, you know, they were in a scheme that they weren't comfortable with. And I always say this as a former offensive coordinator, and like, you know, Kevin Stefanski, obviously not at that level, but it's not what you can put in, it's what you can fix. And especially last year, he was running an offense that he couldn't fix because obviously he was trying to maximize the skill set of a quarterback, which I truly appreciate. Now they're going back to this, this wide zone, weak side zone, counter power, where these guards are going to be pulling, pin and pull. They're going back to what they know, which really helped that offensive line. Plus, that offensive line's in shape. So there's two things, right? They're going back to what they do well, and they're in great physical condition. Now, defensive line-wise, they're nine deep. Oboe is the ninth guy, and he's a heck of a football player. So they got guys inside. I think Malik Collins was a huge pickup. He's got great feet, little ankles. He can move. For a guy 320 pounds, he can really move. And he and Mason Graham inside are going to be really, really disruptive. And then you add McGuire, you add Wright, obviously Garrett. They're so deep at that, you know, that defensive line that they can really create short fields maybe for that offense. So the offensive line, what I'm getting at is that I think they can win first down with the offensive defensive line. If they can win first down on offense, they're second and five. That helps the quarterback. If they can win on defense, they're second, third, and long. Now you can turn those pass rushers loose and possibly create some turnovers. So, yeah, I think the trenches for the Browns, I think, can really be beneficial to these guys this fall.
Lance Reisland joining us, Cleveland.com. Lance does some great analysis of all kinds of football stuff. Did great breakdowns on guys coming out for the draft and now breaking down the Browns like crazy. As a former college quarterback, as a head football coach, as an offensive coordinator, you said right now the rookies aren't ready. You watch these four quarterbacks. If you're thinking, and as a coach, this is what you would have to do, speculate, look, kind of see who's going to emerge down the road. Which guy intrigues you the most?
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I'm a coach, and you know, obviously at the NFL level, you have to answer, you know, GM. There's people above you, right? And that's the same thing when I was offensive coordinator. I had to answer to my dad. And my dad said, I want to see this guy play. Then, you know, you're an assistant and you do that. So for me, as long as Kevin Stefanski's number one goal is I have to play the guy, I'm not trying to make guys better. I'm not trying to get guys experience. I'm trying to get guys ready to play because you got to win. Because if you're developing people, you're probably not going to be around the following year, right? Your job is to develop them in the off season. But when you get back to training camp, your goal has to be, which guy gives me the best chance to win? And for me right now, just because it allows his teammates to do that, I think it's Joe Flacco. And people say, well, you know, we know what he can do and things like that. But what he does, he allows the rest of the guys to play at full speed because he doesn't have to go through that, put in the play, go through the walkthroughs. He's kind of done that all. He's not only done it here, but he's done it for a long career. So early on, I think he's the guy. The guy that intrigues me, I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of torn between the two young guys, right? Because I was really high on Gabriel coming out because I think he does great things. He is undersized, so he's an outlier. And then I thought Shador Sanders came in, and you know, during rookie camp, I thought he's okay. But he's made great progression with his footwork, his mechanics. You can tell he's very coachable. They both have a good time. So my thing would be, if I'm a coach, is I'm going to get all these guys to my best of my ability to get them to understand the scheme, because if they don't understand it, they can't play at a high level. So I think they're doing a good job of getting them all ready, and then you got to figure out who that guy is.
Lance, does it make a difference? And I know we talk about it, but does it make a difference between a left-handed and a right-handed quarterback? How much of a difference?
You know, I don't think so, especially in Kevin's offense, right? So they're going to do lots of things when, you know, Kevin likes to run that weak side zone and then power and then run that boot play action off it. And those are different launch points, and he's done a really nice job of getting all these guys at different launch points and where they throw the ball from and how they throw it and who they're looking for. So for me, it doesn't really matter who's in or what they're doing. He's going to play to that strength. But remember, Kevin wants to throw, he wants to run the ball on first down as much as possible. He wants to get in 12 or 13 personnel, create matchups with those tight ends that can both run. So I think all four of these guys can do it. I think the thing that'll hold them back is if they have to think. Once they're thinking, they lose, right? It has to be reactionary for all these guys. And for me, I think Flacco does that just because of experience. He can be more reactionary than the rest of the three.
Lance Reisland's joining us. He does football analysis for Cleveland.com, a former high school coach in the area, former Kent State quarterback. A quarterback's best friend is the offensive line. Second best friend, wide receivers. What did you think as a quarterback looking at those wide receivers? And are there guys at that position that can help this quarterback group?
Well, that's two things, right? First of all, Jerry Jeudy is a legit number one. You go out to practice and you see Cedric Tillman. You got to hope he stays healthy and continues to progress before he got the concussion last year, because he has all the physical tools. He's tall, he's long, he can run. So those are two guys. And when they drafted Fannin and when they drafted those two backs, it tells you they're probably going to be in more 12 personnel. Now, with Fannin and Njoku, that really creates a problem for the defense, because do you stop the run or do you stop the pass? And that's kind of the theory behind 12 personnel, is that you're going to dictate what the defense puts on the field. And I think that'll be their strength, because I think they're pretty high on Tillman. Obviously, Deontay Johnson, not a lot of cost there to get him. He's super talented. You can see that on the film. But that tells me they got to have three guys. They have to have three guys that they think can play, because they're going to be in more 12. I like Luke Floria. I really think, I know people are like, oh, you like him because he's a Cleveland guy. He's really been what the Browns need in that slot. He's twitchy. He's sudden. He can do lots of things that they need. Very quarterback friendly. But it tells me with what they, how they drafted those backs and going back to the scheme and drafting Fannin and relying on that defense, it tells me they're going to be close to the best and kind of hopefully rely on that defense. So the receiver position is a concern, and rightfully so. But I think if Seth Tillman can get to where they think he can get to, I think they'll be okay.
Can Luke play special teams? I think I keep looking at that depth chart from wide receiver, and I'm like, all right, how can this kid make this team, and how does he get there? And again, you know me, I'm just same as you. I was like, I'm rooting for the kid from Mentor. There's no question. So,
well, as I watch it, there's a couple things he can do. He can return. He can cover kicks. He's a football player. Comes from a Mentor kid, smart kid, knows what he's doing. But you can tell, there's much more than that. He's really athletic. He can really move his feet in a small space, which makes him a great gunner on punt, because he has to avoid that double team. He can do that. He can also return punts. I know he can cover. He's tough. I'm very impressed with him, not only because of his toughness, but like I said, he's physically got some tools. And, everybody says his height and all that kind of stuff. All those concerns are really good. But as my dad always told me, I do my best as a coach, and I'm sure they do. These guys do too. They're NFL coaches. You do what guys do well. And he's a football player, and the Browns need football players, guys who maybe don't fit the mark on some of these measurements, but guys who can play. Luke Floria is a guy that makes plays, and he consistently makes plays every day. Now, when pads go on, sure, all that stuff comes into the talk, but he's really a good football player, and that's what they need.
All right, let me just throw you a little curveball here, too, just because I know you've got a huge high school background, too. Yesterday, the state decided to jump from 16 to 12 teams during the playoffs and give those first four teams a bye. What'd you think of that? And there's a part of me that really likes it, but there's a part of me that doesn't like it. You tell me.
Obviously I love high school football. That's my foundation. I am so happy they went back to 12. I actually liked it at 8. And I say this because, my years when I was coaching, there's a number of years I would have made it in at 11 or 12 that my team wasn't good enough, to be honest with you, to be a playoff team. Then there's years where we were just kind of okay, and we would have got in because they were taking 16. And, I understand all the people playing extra game stuff, but the thing that always made high school football, especially in Ohio, special to me, is that if you got in, you deserved to be in, right? And you had to earn your stripes to get in, and you had to play the correct teams, and that's what comes into scheduling and things like that now. Now, what the 16 teams did probably, and if they kept that, that would give you more big games during the season, because as a coach, you got to schedule properly. But I always thought 16 was way too much. I just thought, you get those – like I said, I just think of my own teams, and I went back and looked at the, 20 plus years I was at Garfield. We would have been in most years, and there's some years we just weren't good enough to be there. We were competitive, but I just like the idea of those playoffs being special because you have a special team and you deserve to be there.
It was a hard pill to swallow to see two win teams make the playoffs because of their strength of schedule. To me, that was a little difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you have times, you especially look at those lower divisions, five, six, and seven, some of those smaller schools. There's some years that, even if you look at Region 1, there's a couple years you go into week 8, 9, or 10, there's teams with no wins in Region 1.
Yeah.
And, then all of a sudden they get in at 16 and they got to play Eds at Lakewood. Well, that's, I don't care what anybody says, that's not fun for those kids. That what's going to happen. And I always believe in doing what's best for kids, and that's not what's doing best for kids. Taking your 1-9 team over to, play a proke school at Lakewood. I don't think that's great for kids. So yeah, I agree with you that. And there's too many average teams getting in. Right. And that's what I always liked about high school football in Ohio is that when you got to the playoffs, when you were playing week 11, everybody was good. And that's what it should be.
Lance Reisland's joining us, Cleveland.com, former high school football coach at Garfield Heights. His dad, Chuck, former football coach at Garfield Heights, college football coach as well. He mentioned his dad earlier. I'm going to ask you a question that I think the answer to is wide receiver, but I'm wondering if you agree and if there are others. You watched mandatory minicamp for the Browns. Is there a position group where you thought, yeah, they need to go and add somebody before they go to training camp just so they have a little more oomph, a little more possibility of somebody who can be an impactful player on this team?
Well, I think receiver, I think they went out and got a guy that they think can help them, Deontay Johnson. And when you see his skill set, you can absolutely see why. Now, obviously, there's a lot more goes into that with guys who have that those off-the-field things that happen. But for me, who just watches the film, he gives you everything you want on film. He's an outside guy. He can play some slots. So they have addressed that a little bit with Deontay Johnson. They have to figure out what Seth Tillman's going to be. The other position that I think is huge, especially in the Schwartz scheme, is this free safety with Hickman. Is Hickman the guy? Is Jenkins the guy? Do they like this Kazee kid who has made some plays? But in this safety-driven, you know, kind of defense where he's a one high hat. Now, Delpit's the guy down by line of scrimmage who makes a ton of tackles, and that's where he's best. But they got to have a guy back there. That's why I like Xavier Watts when they were coming out, when they took some other guys, and Billy Bowman out of Oklahoma. Like, guys who can create some turnovers from there, be sure tacklers when things break through. Because if you're in this pressure man defense, you're going to have some big plays. You want those big plays to be 30 yards, not 60-yard touchdowns. So the guy's got to be able to tackle. The guy's got to be able to communicate with Schwartz's scheme. So for me, the position I'm really interested in, besides the receiver position, is what are they going to do at that one high safety, that last line of defense? Who's that going to be, and can that guy be an impact guy?
What do you think of the running backs? Did somebody jump like crazy, jump out to you, or do you think that are they good to go there?
Yeah, I think, you know, I do a draft pod with Dan Lobby and Tim Bielek, and, they really were high on Junkins. I was not as high on Junkins when he first came out. I actually liked him at Ole Miss more than I liked him at Ohio State. But then he's been I was wrong, and I have no – I'll take credit when I'm good, and I'll also be honest, I did not have him as high on my board as other people did. I just didn't think he had the speed that he has. He does all those little back things, but he's 220-plus pounds. And for me, I think that was huge because he can break the big one. But like I said earlier, he gets you to second five, second six, which is going to be the big help for this offense and whoever this quarterback is. So, yeah, Junkins is good. Sampson's a guy. I think Pierre Strong is very good. Now, I think not only did they draft two backs, but now, again, just put Ford now. It's almost like having three new backs because now Ford goes back to what he does really well, which is that being that third down back. He pass protects very well. He catches the ball very well in the backfield. So now this backfield seems to make sense. I think they're going to obviously go with Junkins and Sampson as the rotational guys and then get Ford in there. Pierre Strong's a guy who won't hurt you either. He's kind of that downhill guy too. So obviously you're never going to make up for the loss of a Nick Chubb. That's just impossible. However, I think the Browns fans will be very happy with Junkin, Sampson, Strong, and Ford.
Lance, as always, thank you for your knowledge. And we're always smarter when we talk to you. I got to tell you, I always walk away from this and go, man, I didn't think about that. I didn't realize that. So thank you, Lance.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll talk soon.
Right, thank you, Lance.
Make sure you're checking him out too on Cleveland.com. And he was on the North Homestead Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Be careful what you wish for. Is that probably what the headline of this next story should be?
Well, maybe. Or maybe he got exactly what he wanted.
It's just an interesting... it's an interesting story because of the way it played out. Former Indian, right? It was an Indian?
I do believe.
Okay. Aaron Savali, because we had to check to make sure. Or Guardian Indian, whatever you want it to be this week. He was... shifted in Milwaukee from starter to bullpen.
Was going to be. Yeah,
well, he was until he also asked for a trade when that happened. Now.
Yeah.
And so now you're like,
okay.
What do you do if you're Major League Baseball team and the guy wants a trade because he's not happy that they took him out of the rotation and moved him to the bullpen?
Doesn't it seem like requesting a trade happens less frequently in baseball than in the NBA or the NFL?
Yes.
That's what I think, too.
And I don't think...
I might be wrong.
And baseball players don't have the clout.
No.
They just don't. No. There's too many of them.
Especially, yeah.
And they're too replaceable.
Especially starting pitchers who are okay at the moment. I like Aaron Savali. I think he's a good pitcher, but...
I do, too. So he said, please trade me. I don't want to go back to the bullpen.
The Brewers brought up one of their top prospects, a young kid, I think his name is Mizorowski.
Yeah.
And he made his major league debut. His first three pitches were over 100 miles per hour.
Is that good?
Well, it's fast if you know where it's going.
That's true. So the Brewers granted him his request. Savali got his wish, and he is now in baseball Siberia.
What happened?
Well, it could be worse. He could have been in Colorado, right? He is now a member of the Chicago White Sox.
Oh,
21 and a half games back.
Poor Aaron, except for one thing.
Will he get the start?
He's a free agent at the end of the year. And maybe he's thinking, my best way to make some money at the end of the year is to go start some games. And Andy, I think Jax could start for the White Sox. So, but Jax has pretty good stuff.
Do you, Jax?
Jax has good stuff.
I have a nice knuckleball.
See? So
what's that top out at 36?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, might give major league hitters fits.
I would think it would.
Yeah.
What's your fastball?
Like 68.
Ah, 68.
Oh, I was going to say.
Did you play high school ball?
41.
No.
Oh, you talk the talk, though. I'll give you credit.
So Savali gets his trade. He ends up in Chicago. But if he's a free agent at the end of the year, he probably thinks his best way to enhance his value is to start. And imagine if he goes and he wins some games for Chicago. I was going to ask before this all happened today, would you take him back here? But right now, where in the rotation would you put him?
No, I don't see him in our rotation.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah. I don't see. I just find it interesting.
Nor do we see Kyle Manzardo in the lineup often enough.
I just think in Major League Baseball, you just can't play that game, right? In a game that is longing for superstars, there are a lot of baseball players. And I don't want to name names. Do you remember there was a story, and you may remember, there was a story of a pitcher who was pitching for the Indians at the time. It was okay. He was an okay pitcher. He was a lefty. And one of the starters was coming back on a rehab assignment. It was off on a rehab assignment, had missed the majority of the season, and then they wanted to call him back up. And so this He was extremely young. He was a rookie. He was sent back to the minors and went ballistic in the clubhouse.
In the major league clubhouse.
In the major league clubhouse.
Yeah, that's frowned upon.
It was almost like, let's just say this. The witness protection group, the FBI, CIA runs, they would do well to use the Major League Baseball system on this, because after the tantrum, we never heard from him again. And he went into baseball oblivion. He landed with another team, and then that was it. He lasted about 2 weeks with another team, and I'm sure he's playing men's softball on Sunday nights right now. It's not
good
worth
beer,
it.
There's good beer in that.
Yeah, no, there is. I agree with that. But it's just, it's so hard to get there. It is so hard to become a Major League Baseball player. Then when you get there, it's a whole other set of rules.
Getting there is one thing. Sticking is another.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you could go to baseballreference.com and type in players who played less than 10 games, and you will come up with thousands of players.
Yeah.
And it just, you
Moonlight
know.
Like Graham.
Yeah, there you go. And then you see this and you're like, oh my God, it's over. That was so quick. And I liked the guy. I was friends with the guy. And then all of a sudden I was like, and then we never heard from him again. It was like.
Never to be seen again.
It was like he went into the Bermuda Triangle and the fog came up and that was it. See you later. Peace. Oh, all right. So guards are out in Seattle. I don't know. Do you care when they play in Seattle? It's hard to stay up. I like when they play out in Seattle sometimes because I'll be sitting around about 9 o'clock, and as long as I'm awake, I'm like, oh yeah, we still got a game today.
Andy, I spent.
Let's go watch a game.
I spent 39, 40 years, whatever the heck it was, working nights. My body clock was so wired to go to bed at 2:15, 2:00, 3:00 in the morning. Well, since I've been sharing my mornings with you, my friend.
Yes.
My body clock is wired midnight. Man, no wonder I'm so tired. I'm going to have a hard time staying
up tonight. Let's be honest.
It's going to be the double whammy tonight. NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm watching game four, and then I'm going to be flipping over to the Guardians, and I guarantee you I won't make it to the end of the game tonight. An alarm clock goes off real early these days.
Even on Saturdays?
It's not. The alarm clock won't go off, but the body clock will tell me it's time to go to bed.
All right. So the best way to be able to get rid of that, being able to stay up late, Jeff, you know it as well as I do. Kids, boom, see you later.
Oh, yeah.
You'll take advantage of any moment of sleep you possibly can get, especially when kids are really young. Now I have this really bad habit. Jeff, this is bad. You want to hear my bad habit?
I know what your bad habit is.
Which one?
Well, I just told you, but you didn't want to hear it.
Oh, about no sunscreen?
Well, that was the second bad habit.
Okay. So now I'll sit down to watch a game. Yeah. I'll be in, and everything's good. And I'll make the mistake of putting my head in my hand.
Oh, that's good night.
I'm out.
Good night, Irene.
Like, I don't. It's in the last like 6 months. I'll fall asleep with my head in my hand, and then I'll wake up like 20 minutes later and go like, "Oh, what's going on?" That's a bad habit, isn't it?
It is. I get up early. You get up earlier.
I'm up at like 5, 6 every
day. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And that's all. I mean, you're going
to. But I still try to punch it till midnight, 1 o'clock every day. I can. If I'm watching something
that
and I'm into
a
it.
Lot.
Like, I started watching Severance last week, and I was glued to the tube.
Severance
glued.
Hall?
No.
It went down for the orchestra?
No.
Oh.
Severance on Apple TV. By the way, I must be the last one to the party, but it was worth it. It was totally worth it. And then I'd wake up in the morning, and then you see I'm trying to do the show with you, and I'm like, so, you know, which one of the quarterbacks?
Explains a lot of 10 to 2 every day here on The Fan,
there
doesn't it,
go.
Folks?
Now you have behind the scenes of Baskin and Phelps. All right, let's get back into the Guardians. We'll come back, talk about that. Also want to get into the NBA Finals. And you know me, I want to talk about the NHL. Tim May is going to join us from the U.S. Open. And by the way, I've got some updates from Menegan, who is there today. Wait till I share those with you. They're really funny. We should try to get him on the line, even though he's back on Monday. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.